With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump claims the Iran war has already ended and that congressional approval at this point is no longer necessary. It's a case that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth made this week as he appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We are in a ceasefire right now, which our understanding means the 60-day clock pauses or stops in a ceasefire. That's our understanding, just so you know.
Okay, well, I do not believe the statute would support that. I think the 60 days runs maybe tomorrow, and it's going to pose a really important legal question for the administration. We have serious constitutional concerns.
And the concerns center around the wording of the War Powers Resolution, which was passed in 1973. Under it, the president must seek formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. That deadline on the calendar arrived for the Iran war this week. The question is whether the ceasefire puts that on hold. Louisiana will delay House primaries now after the Supreme Court's 6-3 redistricting ruling that the state unlawfully used race when it created a second majority black congressional district, limiting a key element of the Voting Rights Act. Here's Laura Winters.
This is a major win for Republicans in Louisiana. The Supreme Court striking down the state's current congressional map, calling it unconstitutional. Republican Governor Jeff Landry has been busy alerting all of those in his party who are running that this delay will give the state time to redraw the congressional maps. And while the congressional primary is on hold, the state's primary for the Senate will still go forward as scheduled on May 16th. Louisiana has 6 House seats, 2 currently held by Democrats. Laura Winters reporting.
On Wall Street, it is a mixed bag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is actually now reverse course. So across the board, the major index is doing well. The Dow is now up 7 points. The Nasdaq up 287. This is SRN News. There's a new poll out that reinforces the Bible.
Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds that American kids who are raised with a positive experience of religion are much more likely to cling to that faith in adulthood. The poll also indicates that the more religious the household a youngster was brought up in, the more likely it is that he will remain faithful when he grows up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people aged 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states with parental involvement laws on the books. This is SRN News. Former President Joe Biden is making his endorsement for a former Atlanta mayor and White House advisor for Georgia governor.
Those same qualities that made her a great mayor made her invaluable to our administration. Smart, focused, gets things done. Georgia, she's ready. She's been ready. Keisha Lance Bottom for governor now. I'm proud to be in her corner, just like she was in mine. So let's get this thing done.
In a one-minute video promoting her candidacy, Biden praised her track record as mayor and said those same qualities that made her a great mayor made her invaluable to our administration. In his words, smart, focused, and one who indeed accomplished those things. President Trump has tried to accomplish imposing new tariffs on European Union-made cars. The president says he's upping that tariff from 15 to 25%, accusing the EU of not complying with a fully agreed-to trade deal from about a year ago. More on these stories at srnnews.com.